prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the salvation you have set up, Lord. We are so thankful that it's a salvation that, Lord, life can get so jumbled up sometimes. But Lord, we don't have to figure out how to unjumble it. We just have to figure out how to get low before you and let you do your work in our life, dear God. And I pray that you'd help us today. You would bless your word by your spirit. You would anoint it and make it what you desire it to be. In Jesus' name, amen. So there's a song in our song book, 237. I want to look at the first verse here. Thank you to whoever brought this. It says, Lord Jesus, my blessed Redeemer, this is our Savior, this is the salvation that He has for us. I humble myself at thy cross. I die to the world and its pleasures and count all its riches but dross. You know, this is what it does take. It takes something for the Lord to do what He needs to do in our life, but it's not complicated. You're not meant to try to figure out how to fix your life. I want you young people to really get a hold of this. There is something that has to happen, but what has to happen is not you figuring out how to fix your life. What you have to do is figure out how to humble yourself at His cross. Turn away from the world and its pleasures, count all its riches but dross. And if you will do that, if you will humble yourself before the Lord, then the rest of this will happen. The chorus says, O make of me what thou wilt have me to be. As clay is so I am to thee. Just fashion me to thine own pleasure, till thou shalt thine own image see. That is the work. That is what the Lord is doing in our life. It's necessary, but it's His work. We have to figure out how to humble ourselves and let Him do that. 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. It says, but we all, every one of us, you know, if you're young in Christ, and sometimes you can look at people who you have a lot of confidence in and think, well, they've got to a point where they're not having to do this, maybe. But you know, we all are in this place where the Lord is working on us and changing us. And the only way that we can hinder the Lord's work in our life is to refuse His work. It's to not humble ourselves. It's to try to maintain our own confidence, maintain our own relationship, maintain our own work in Christ. If we do that, then we're going to hinder at best, at least hinder the work of the Lord. You know, we talked a little bit, and I can't even remember if we mentioned this in service, but there's been several conversations about getting in that place with the Lord where He is just free to work. And we related it like this, that we don't need to be praying for things to happen. We need to be praying for God to help us to rest in Him and to humble ourselves before Him so that the things He sees need to happen can happen in our life. It's that simple this morning. If we're willing to humble ourselves. Well, but what about this situation? And what about this situation? You humble yourself in the Lord, and if that's a situation that needs to be addressed, He'll do it. Because His salvation is all about the work that He wants to do in your life. It wasn't about a moment where you just got forgiven for your sins. You were forgiven for your sins so that God could do His work in your life. And so it takes us staying humble, staying before Him. We all, with open face, beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. You know, this glass this morning that we like to relate it to the Word of God, to what we know about the Lord, looking into that glass, that looking glass where we're seeing an image reflected out. And we've talked before about, does that image match who the Lord is? Well, you know what? There's a new creature. That's where the Lord needs it to be. But as we look into that image and we look into who Christ is, we will find along the way that there's deeper, there's precious, there are deep things, every one of you in here, and me included. God even wants to do this for me. He wants to do some deep things. What's so good about that? You want peace? Then let God do the deep things. Humble yourself. Stop. Stop trying to stay out here and fix them. Just humble yourself and say, Lord, help me to know what you want me to do. Show me. As I look into your word and I see these things here, help me, Lord, to grow in your image. Because this is what he's saying right here. This is what his desire is. This is what his work is. To change us from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, this morning I'm not able to make those changes. I don't have power to do it for me. I don't have power to do it for you. And there's plenty of times I look in the mirror and I say, God, I see something. It's just not, I want to be deeper. I want to have more. I want to have more of your grace in my life. I want to be more like you. And I'm so thankful that the Lord didn't sit here and try to make me figure out how to get it done. He said, Brandon, just humble yourself. Leave the world behind. Push the world out of the way. You recognize things that are not like me. Push those things out of the way in your life. And humble yourselves and let me do my work in your life. Because it's a work that only the Spirit of God can do. It's not possible for us to do it. Don't feel discouraged. You can't make yourself into the glory of God. It's even kind of silly for us to think of. But yet, our humanity has us in positions so many times. We're like, I'm going to be like God. Well, okay, that's why we want to have that desire, but it's going to have to be God working in your life to accomplish that. You're not going to be able to do that without the Lord and His Spirit in your life. You know, there's a verse in 2 Ephesians. All right. Ephesians, the second chapter, and we'll look at the 10th verse first. And maybe we'll back up, because just to get a little background here, to really get a hold of this, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that's a verse that many people will use to excuse behaviors in their life. I'm saved by grace. You know, this verse, we're going to read all of these verses. There's three verses here that explain exactly what Paul is saying here. All right? But just remember, always, what grace is. Grace is the divine presence of God shining into a life and the reflection being seen out. So there's changes. As God works in your life, there are changes. What are those changes? They're the reflection of God shining out of your life. That is what God is doing. So we know there are works that should be seen out of our life. I look at me and I look at God and I say, Lord, if that's what's going to happen, then there's going to have to be some changes. You're going to have to work on me. And this is something that I'm not done, because I've been saved for 31 years. I'm not done. And nobody's done. We're not done till the day we die. And at that point, if we let God work in us, it's time to go home. But we're not done until the day we die. And so it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. This is what we're getting at this morning. The whole work of God is not about us figuring it out. It's about us figuring out how to let God work in our life. All right? And it says, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So what is that saying? What works? Not of our works. Not of me being able to accomplish the righteousness of God somehow, because I've read enough scriptures, because I've listened to enough sermons, because I've sang enough songs. Every single one of those things are profitable, because they are the looking glass that you see the reflection of God, and you see your reflection, and you see things. God puts his finger on things through all of that to help us see where he's trying to work in our life. So they're profitable, but it's not by the fact that I've sung 100 songs for Jesus, or by the fact that I read through the Bible 3 times. We need we need to have a heart to do all those things, because again, that is the looking glass for us, for God to be able to put his finger on things in our life. But it's not what accomplishes it. When we have that, and we have the humility before God, then we can be what the 10th verse says. It says, for we are his workmanship. Oh Lord, help us to get hold of the simplicity this morning, that we could just humble ourselves before the Lord, push the world away, and let him do the work that he wants to do in our life. Let him do. When we see a reflection somehow that's not quite like him, just let him get to work. Humble yourselves a little more. Just say, yes, Lord, like David said, I'm the man. Lord, now help me. Do something here. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I think we mentioned this before, but this word ordained meant this is what's got to happen. The Lord's not looking for people who are forgiven for their sins and not walking with him, not humbled before him. He's looking for a people who are humbled before him. This is what he ordained from the beginning of time, that there would be this time where we would allow him to work in our lives and he could change who we are and write his laws on our heart, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians, that same chapter, and sliding on down to the 18th verse. Speaking of Christ here, it says, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. So again, right here, through him we have access to one Spirit. Why? Because there's a work that the Spirit needs to do in our life. All right? Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. You know what? You're young in Christ. You're right in there with us. You're right in there with us. You're part of this family. You see things, you have struggles that you don't see other people having who've been walking this way. Trust me, we've been there. All right? Just be faithful. Just humble yourselves before the Lord and let him keep working in your life. Don't let the devil condemn you. And I'm speaking a lot to the young people right now. Don't let the devil condemn you. Stay low before him. But don't ignore what God is saying to you. All right? See those things and humble yourself and let God do his work so that he can make you into what he wants you to be. All right? For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. You know, sometimes us old people, there's some things we passed on for 20 years. At some point, we got to sit here and humble ourselves down and say, you know what? I think God could do something about this. Is it my faithfulness in walking with him? Is it my faithfulness to be where he would have me to be? Is it the grace in my life that I struggle with? You know, at some point, we have to humble ourselves down and say, Lord, you need to do a work in me. All right? So it's not just for the young people. Now, therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, the mirror of his word. Reflections that I see make me wonder why he never gave up on me. But he's still working on me. All right? Built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. This is talking about the Lord building us as a people and as an individual in Christ. All of that is his work. We don't make the Church of God happen. We don't make the salvation of God happen. We don't make the sanctification of God happen. We humble ourselves before the Lord, and he builds all of those things.
Yes.
He brings us together as a body, and he brings us together as a soul before him.
Right.
Lord, help us. Philippians 3rd chapter. And we'll start with the 4th verse. It says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. What he's talking about here is, if someone could be righteous by their own works, by just what they're able to accomplish, reading the Word of God and determination following after it. He's saying, if anybody could have done that, it'd be me. All right. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Everything that I could do on my own, I had done. But yet, it wasn't enough. It's not enough. Everything, God bless you for your heart to serve Him. But everything you can do on your own is not enough. It takes humbling before the Lord and letting Him work in your life. And it's the only way these things are ever going to get fixed. We have some things we chase through life. 5, 10 years we chase them, still trying to get them sorted out before the Lord, so to speak. And it's time to just humble ourselves and let the Lord do His work and be patient. Let Him do it in His own time and in His own way. He is going to do that work in our life. If we get in that place where we're humble before Him, pushing the world away, and we're just humble before Him and resting to see what He will do in our life. Being faithful in our daily walk with Him. It says, yea, doubtless I count all things, well, I think I missed the 7th verse, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And being found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death. These are the things that accomplish what the Lord is trying to do in our life. His power of His resurrection. Fellowship in His sufferings. What were His sufferings? His sufferings, what did He say? He said, I came down not to do my will, but the will of my Father who sent me. That's where His sufferings all came from in life. It's where He was yielded. Now, if you sit here and you try to avoid the sufferings of Christ, well, that's not humbling ourselves before the Lord. It takes being willing to suffer those. Like in one place Christ said, He said, I don't even have a place to lay my head. Nobody gave me a place to lay my head, and it doesn't look like they're going to. Are we willing to fellowship His sufferings in our life? All right? And so, being made conformable unto His death. What was His death? Not the death on the cross. That was the end result of His life and the life He lived. Dying daily. Dying out to who He was. Dying out to what He wanted. And looking to allow the Lord to do what He wanted in His life. Looking to allow His Father to do what He wanted. All right? If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. Now, what this means here is this perfect word is complete. This isn't talking about Paul going out there and reveling in the world and being a sinful Christian. It's not what it's talking about. This is talking about the fact that Paul recognizes, I look in the mirror and I recognize I'm not complete. There's still some glory of the Lord that He wants to work in my life. There's still some things He wants to do. This is what it means. This is what Paul is talking about. Either we're already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. This is why He saved me. He knew I wasn't complete. He knew I needed to be made complete. This is what I'm going after, that the Lord could do the work that He came to do in my life. All right? Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is what I do. This is what every Christian needs to set his heart to do. To let the Lord work in his life. To find that place of rest in the Lord where He's able to put His hands on our life and do this work. It says, labor that you may enter into that rest. All right? Forgetting those things, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. The beautiful blessing of the Lord's salvation and the work he wants to do. So the devil tries to get us to figure out a way we can make his work happen in our life. And that's a hindrance. We need to lay that aside. We need to just humble ourselves, seek the Lord. Let him show us through the mirror of his word what he's wanting to do in our life and let him do it. All right? But then the other thing the devil tries to make you do when you get into that place of rest with him is to say, but what if I miss something? What if somehow in this place I miss something that I don't get covered? It says right here that if any of that happens, if somehow you're struggling with staying right where the Lord needs you to be, he's going to put his finger on that in your life as well. What a blessing to know that the Lord, far from just left us here to figure it out, but is handling all parts of our salvation if we'll just humble down and let him do the work. Stop trying to get this thing set up or this thing set up. Just seek the Lord. Look into the mirror of his word. Look into the things he gives you from his word in your life. Look into those things and see what the Lord is putting his finger on. Let him have it. Let him have it. Let him do his work in your life. All right? 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. 5th chapter and the 14th verse. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge. If one died for all, then we're all dead. You know, it wasn't one of us that has some special quality that we can figure this thing out on our own. It took the Lord to even get us on this road. All right? And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. This isn't you trying to make this thing happen, okay? But live unto him which died for them and rose again, alive, able to do his work in your life. All right. For henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, let the Lord do his work in your life this morning. Just, Lord Jesus, my blessed Redeemer, I humble myself at thy cross. I die to the world and its pleasures and count all its riches for dross. Oh, make of me what thou wilt have me to be, as clay is so I am to thee. Just fashion me to thine own pleasure, till thou shalt thine own image see. Pray for me.